نبي حبه جنة، وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة. علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة، وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the day of Arafah, the day to get reconnected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day to remember who we are and to remember where our destination is, and a day to set a place aside, find solitude, and speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been said in a hadith that if someone is not forgiven in the month of Ramadan, they should be hopeless of being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless they witness or they observe the day of Arafah. Illa an yashhada Arafah. If you're having the honor of participating Hajj, you're so honored and it's such a pride for you. You're so lucky. But if, like us, you are away from participating Hajj, being on the same land with your Imam of Time, then from anywhere in this world that you are and you're listening to IRB Radio, please keep all of us and all of you, the Muslimin, in your du'as. And inshallah, pray above everything for the return and the reappearance of our beloved ultimate healer, our beloved Imam of Time, Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. We were talking about the 31st letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, Nahjul al-Balagha. Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, was describing the very first paragraph of this letter, his stance as a father to his son, even though it's being written to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, but these terms are so general and applicable to any human being that we can all get connected and we feel relation to these terms. Imam says, to the son who is entangled in the worries of the days, وَرَمْيَةِ الْمَصَائِبِ وَعَبْدِ الدُّنْيَا, and we are all a slave of the world, of the life of this dunya. Whatever we do, except the true mu'mineen, except those who are absolutely awake, except those who have detached themselves from the love of this dunya, we are slaves of this dunya. We work 24/7 to expand our houses, to upgrade our cars, to make our lives look materialistically better. Let's take a break and we'll be back quickly.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Alhamdulillah, we are back again, and I have the honor to be with you, dear listeners. We were talking about the 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha, and we got to the fact, to the part that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, I'm writing this letter to my son, and describes in every term his stance or his understanding of what, or his definition of what his son is. Not just Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, but these terms are applicable to any human being. Rather, Amir al-Mu'mineen, it's as if, read this letter as if Amir al-Mu'mineen has written this letter to you. As the Holy Prophet says, أَنَا وَعَلِيٌ أَبَوَ هَذِي الْأُمَّمِي, and Ali, Ali ibn Abi Talib and I are the fathers of this nation. So think of it this way. Think that you are the recipient of this dua this letter of Amir al-Mu'minin Nahj al-Balagha. He says, وعبد الدنيا, we are the slaves of this dunya. We do every, we spent every energy that we have. We attempt with all the powers or all the means that we have so that we gather more from this dunya. To, with the greed that we have, all of what we do and all of what we attempt is only there to make our lives better in terms of this dunya. To the extent that we forget, it's as if there is no akhirah. It's as if we are the slave. We have become the slaves of this dunya. We have no control over ourselves. We do not have any control over our possessions except for spending them for this dunya, for the life of this dunya. وَتَاجِرَ الْغُرُورِ Amir al-Mu'minin uses this beautiful term. He says, a traitor of its deception in this dunya. فَمَا رَبِحَ التَّجَارَتَهُمْ And such trading, the Holy Quran says, will never yield in profit, will always yield in loss. Because this is the dunya, and the dunya is so temporary. It's so perishing. It's so decaying that you have to leave everything behind and go at some point. Let's take another break and inshallah we'll be back soon.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. On the program Gate of Knowledge.
Dear listeners, we're back with the 31st letter of Nahj al-Balagha. We got to the point that Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam was describing the recipient of this letter, even though it's written to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, but these terms are applicable to any of us. Imam says, to any human beings, Imam says, I'm writing this letter to a debtor, to someone who is a debtor of wishes, a debtor of gharim al-manaya. A debtor is in debt with his dreams and wishes. That's really us. What we do is that we have long-term dreams, materialistic dreams, not a spiritual dreams, long-term milestones, unreachable milestones in terms of materialistic life, in terms of our worldly life, that will never be reached. And we spend all the energy that we have, we spend all the abilities and all the possessions of this dunya that we have in order to seek proximity to those dreams, rather to a point that we are out of energy and we're almost done. Then we remember that we haven't done anything for our hereafter. Imam then describes, he says, who is a prisoner of mortality? Asir al-maut. What is a captive? A captive is someone who has no control over anything. He's in chain. He's captive. He can't move around. He can't run away. And Imam describes death as something that we are captive of. So beautifully stated. And then this captivity can be freed only by getting freed from the attachment of this dunya, from these wishes, from all these statements or definitions or terms and beautiful phrases that Amir al-Mu'minin described in every sentence before this. Oh Allah, free us from every one of these qualities or descriptions that we all have initially. So that inshallah, by building our nafs, we become better and get rid of the bad ethics and etiquettes that we might have. On this day of Arafah, remember us in your du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم و مخرج هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه